Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick hits coming up in 10 minutes. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. Great stuff with Mark Schlereth there.
Yeah, so how many... When we get closer and closer to the Myles Garrett should get MVP votes conversation and everything he was trying to go down there, how many people are then going to have that same moment that Stink has where he's like, wait, I am talking up a lot for a guy on a 3-win football team? It's like it just kind of like hits him smack in the face like, oh no. You do only have 3 wins, and then they have to go through the whole, it's almost like an existential conversation about how important is the defense in today's NFL.
So, do you think that there's a clear runaway MVP candidate this year?
No, but I do think if we were having a legitimate convo about it, it would be any order of Matthew Stafford, Drake May, and Dak Prescott's not too far behind.
Okay, so, and in fairness, if Stafford won one, I couldn't be mad. If Dak won one, given how much crap he's got, I couldn't be mad. Here's what I'll say. I don't think just getting the sack record is enough on a 3 or 4 win team to be in the MVP conversation. Meaning like an actual final three finalist. But there is a point, because you and I have talked about the fact that the sack record isn't treated, and it's not treated like the home run record in baseball, right?
Right.
I do think that there's a number of sacks that if Myles gets to, and specifically if he does it before the 17th game, I think at some point you have to throw it down. You got to put the guy in the conversation. And it's 25 sacks. If he gets to 25 sacks, that's such a clear jump over the record.
Isn't that the number he has on his arm?
Oh, is that it?
I think that's the number, yeah. It was a part of the broadcast where they're like, yeah, Myles didn't tell us what his number was, but he says he has it written somewhere on his body. Oh. And then it's like, well, it's very easy. They just took the camera and then was like, oh, it's on his wrist. It says 25 right there.
It could have written other places,
too. I don't know why Myles didn't just tell him. Why didn't he just tell him the number? It's like you made him play hide-and-seek with the cameras that would very obviously see.
He might have wanted them to play hide-and-seek.
It's just on your wrist. Is that what Myles is into these days?
Lower. Lower.
No, higher. I said higher. Just a ridiculous thing. So clearly that's Myles' goal, though. Myles' goal, he wants that to be...
It's got a tramp stamp.
Just so odd. It was like the way the broadcast set it up, and it was just like, yeah, he wouldn't tell us what that number is.
But I mean, we used
some real sleuthing to figure out what it was, and then they highlighted in on the number right on his arm.
If he gets to 25 sacks in 16 games, you can't, like... At some point, and by the way, there's a chance that, I think there's a chance he sets the record this weekend. I do. Tennessee.
I mean, Cam Ward's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the sport. He's basically just a punching bag back there.
And there's a chance that the Browns get this lead early, and Tennessee's playing from behind. Like there's kind of a little algorithm here that is almost designed to get Myles the record in this game. And if he gets a record in 13 games, again, like at some point you got to go, holy crap, look at what's happening. The context that Stink added, which is He's doing it on a team that is playing from behind, where the other team can just go ahead and bank points and just...
Right, so he gets like 12 opportunities a game, basically.
So, like, I really think, like, and by the way, I tend to think the closer he gets to 30, the more it becomes like, guys, what the hell are we doing here if you don't give him serious votes? But I think the conversation truly should start at 25, because that's just 2.5 sacks more than the record. That if, when it comes to sacks in the NFL, that's shattering the record.
No, it's crazy. Too many people are going to stop in their tracks, and then they're just going to say to themselves the same thing Stink did in that moment, which is like, I want this to be reality, but then what are we saying about the defensive side of the ball if this is the case?
Is there a number that Miles can get to when it comes to the sack total where you think the NFL would have to really consider giving him, at the very least, top three placement on an MVP ballot? I think it starts at 25, but everything you get above 25 can't hurt as well. And Andy Reid assessed his team's chances in the weirdest damn way. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.